But dear ones, despite the sinful condition of our culture, we should not be discouraged. Our God is greater than the world's knowledge and wisdom, and His purposes are not thwarted by sin. He is all-powerful, all-loving, all-merciful, and all-just. Our God is sufficient and adequate to guide us through whatever we face. Our responsibility is to believe, trust, obey, and follow Him.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, dear one. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you back to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about standing on your Christian convictions. Do you do that? As you look at the state of our nation today, right now, what do you see? The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." But this is not a popular belief in our society, is it? However, it's the only way our nation can flourish. Further support for this truth is found in Proverbs 14, verse 34, where the Bible says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people." So abandoning the Lord leads to disgrace and the loss of His blessings. Contrary to popular belief, what actually protects a nation is not its military might, but the righteousness of its people and government. When the Lord is honored in a nation, He is exalted, and the people are protected. Therefore, we should look at our nation today and ask ourselves whether we as a country are honoring God. Our future depends on the answer. Today, there's an inner struggle to divide and bring down our nation and the Christian faith. Freedom doesn't come cheaply, and it's always under attack by our enemy, the devil. His ungodly, unbiblical, diabolical influences fight against our beliefs, and we must be willing to stand for our convictions. Our nation has faced aggression in the past. Shortly after being attacked by the Japanese Imperial Navy and Air Force, people all over this country signed up to serve in the military. They were willing to give their lives to protect their country and its freedoms. In the same way, we as Christians must hold to our biblical convictions as we face a different kind of enemy, one of ideas. As believers, we are under the divine guidance of our commander, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we do not fight with weapons, but with the Word of God, the only message that can transform lives and influence the world for good. Again, we battle through prayer and through the Word of God. When our convictions are strong, we are so thoroughly convinced something is true that we're willing to take a stand for it regardless of the consequences. Convictions are unaffected by the times, the values of the culture, or the popularity of current ideas. Christian beliefs are presently so unpopular here in this country that they are under attack, and we are the only ones who can uphold them. The Lord is our defense, as long as we exalt and obey Him as Lord and honor His word as our compass for life. As followers of Jesus, we are His representatives, and there's no room for compromise on our part. There's no room for compromise with an immoral, disrespectful, self-indulgent culture. In contrast, we are called to live according to God's word and in obedience to Him. Although the forces for evil are coming against us from every direction, we must be careful not to get caught up in wrongful attitudes and behaviors ourselves. Many today would like to remove the cross from churches and reinterpret the Bible itself. You see, the cross of Christ is an obstacle to those who want to live as they please, because the cross points out their sin and their need of a Savior. They find the Bible offensive. Ooh, it's offensive because it speaks of holiness, righteousness, obedience, and reverence for God. How are we to respond to this world in which we live? How? Instead of the exaltation of the Lord, there's an attempt to remove Him. As a result, our nation is being torn down and undermined by forces who don't believe in Jesus Christ. Religions and ideologies criticize and stand against Christianity, but we who love the Lord Jesus must stay true to Him. We can't afford to let ourselves be lulled into thinking that because we live in a free society, a prosperous nation, that nothing bad is going on or nothing bad could ever happen to us in the future. Oh, how mistaken that is. Let me give you some descriptions of America today. And you could say this about other countries in the world as well. But since I live here in the U.S., I can speak only about my nation. Here are some descriptions of America today. It is immoral. Our society is driven by sexual lust and perversion. The sexual relationship that God designed to be pure and holy has been twisted into a means to gratify sinful lusts in the ways that God has forbidden in His Word. I mean, immorality has inundated our culture and found its way into our homes through television and through the internet. Although the media is a wonderful avenue by which we can spread the gospel, the media is also being used to promote the most sickening types of sin. Another description of America today is that it is, in many ways, greedy. People are driven by a sinful desire for wealth and are willing to do whatever it takes to acquire it, even stealing, lying, cheating, or even killing. We have also become proud, prideful. Instead of thanking God for all He's given us, some in our country take the credit and boast in their wealth and accomplishments. They did it. They did it themselves. We have also become indulgent. Many are driven by the desire for happiness and will do anything to feel good. But though the devil lures people into sin with promises of pleasure, he eventually fails to deliver. His deceptions are so pervasive that many people are convinced their sinful behavior is just fine. Yet sin can never be redefined in order to make it acceptable to God. Never. Although people won't want to hear it, we must stand firm on what the Word of God says about sin and disobedience to His law. The Lord is good to be sure. And therefore, he hates unrighteousness. And to be sure, God will judge sin. America has also become slothful. Some people don't want to be committed, accept challenges, and work to achieve their full potential. But God wants us to provide for ourselves, if possible, and work diligently at whatever job, whatever calling He's given each of us to do. America has also become ungrateful. We should be grateful to God for the truth of the gospel and for His goodness to us in this country. He has opened doors of opportunity to share the message of Christ throughout the world via missionaries and media. Beyond this, He has provided every good thing in our lives, every good thing. Yet all around us, people are ungrateful for all the blessings He's given and for all the benefits they have received from others. And America has become irreverent. There is little, very little respect for God and for His holy word in our country today. But dear ones, despite the sinful condition of our culture, we should not, hear me, we should not be discouraged. Our God is greater than the world's knowledge and wisdom, and His purposes are not thwarted by sin. He is all-powerful, all-loving, all-merciful, and all-just. Our God is sufficient and adequate to guide us through whatever we face. Our responsibility is to believe, trust, obey, and follow Him, modeling the Christian life for those around us. Our job is to walk in His love, never backing up, never backpedaling, but standing firm on our biblical convictions and doing it with respect, with compassion, and love. The Church of Jesus Christ will not be overpowered, ever, never will it be overpowered. And He will be faithful to raise up believers in every generation. We have been commanded to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. And this commission is not just for those trained as pastors, teachers, prophets, apostles, missionaries, but for each of us in our own places of influence. However, this means we must be willing to firmly stand for our convictions when they are challenged. And to be sure, our convictions are being challenged right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your amazing grace, your loving kindness and tender mercies. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit, your children, those who call upon the name of Jesus, those of us who are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill us once again. Refill us with your Spirit, Lord, with boldness and power. And may we walk in love and compassion, gentleness, respect, and yet may we stand firm on our convictions. May we stand firmly upon your holy word. And never give an inch to a sinful and lost generation. But may we boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified to a lost and dying world. May we do it with respect, love, and gentleness. Father, be glorified in and through each and every one of your children's lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, dear one. Woo! Preach me happy today. How about you? Hey, I pray for you guys every week. Between these podcasts, right before the podcast, during it, and after, that you are somehow, some way blessed through this little podcast, your Place of Grace podcast, and our sister podcast called The Evangelist. I would ask you to check out our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. We have lots of wonderful resources, good, really good gospel-centered messages, videos, audios, and also all 12 of my books that I've written over the past dozen years. I have books that I know will be a blessing to you, no matter what you're facing, no matter what your area of interest is. I think we have a book for you that will be a blessing. And buy several of our 12 books and pass them around to friends, coworkers, family, and they'll be a blessing to you. Once again, the website is yourplaceofgrace.com. Pastors, check out our testimonials page on the website as well. And pastors, look at the testimonies of other pastors where we've ministered. And please prayerfully give some consideration to inviting me to come and to preach and teach the message of the cross in your church. We've seen great things happen from Florida to Oregon and points in between in our services. Not bragging on me, just bragging on my Jesus. God is moving. He's moving in our ministry. He's moving in this nation once again. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May God always have His smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you great, great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.